Horror Stories Podcast. Oh, hello everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between the stories, and then post the resulting disaster for your enjoyment and consternation. This is weekly challenge number 213, and the topic is Flying Island and World Builders. Oh, and congratulations, Jeffrey and Philip and everyone else involved in those projects. Let's see if I can get off my ass long enough and write some stuff for you. Come on, everybody. Get up. Get up off your asses. Oh, we all want to sit down and listen, huh? Okay. Well, I've got a fun batch of stories this week for you to listen to on the topic of Flying Island and World Builders. So let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up, Stephen the Nuclear Man.
As a child, I read illustrated books about asteroid starships. I dreamed of living in generation ships, islands of humanity in the void. And now I do. A cylinder is our artificial sun. Fields of grains feed us and replenish our oxygen. The asteroid's spin provides gravity. Imagine a multiracial Rockwell painting in space. We'll make a new world like in the books. The books left out the undead horde writhing over the planet we left behind. The other ships have already succumbed, signals vanishing after a few transmitted screams. Our ship is uninfected. But oh God, am I hungry.
Cool. Although, I'm hungry too. I was down to 231 pounds yesterday. I know. Whatever. Don't get me started. I haven't even gone for my walk this morning. I haven't done my breakfast yet. But I'm probably going to walk and get a new digital camera. I just keep spending and spending and spending. Oh, thank you, Steve. And, generational ships and asteroids. That sounds pretty cool. Does NASA have the budget for it? Or are they just going to make toys from now on and fill gift shops? Kind of sad, really. Oh, well. To all things must come to an end, I guess. Like, say, space travel. Next up is a new guy to these here parts. They're good parts, I swear. It's Brand Gamblin, and he came here from the Merciless Storytellers. I don't know why, since I was kind of merciless in the podcast. Maybe that's the appeal. But Brand, I'm glad that you're checking things out here, and here's hoping that this is a long run of really strange and exciting stories. Let's hear what you've got for us.
Justin crouched on the edge of the cliff, hugging his knees and wishing for wind. The warm, quiet nothing made his skin tingle with unfulfilled expectation. He kicked a rock off the cliff, watching it spin and fall into the dark nothing. A passing light caught the rock as it fell. It spun around the light, thick moss growing on the rock. Justin stood quickly. No, wait, I didn't want that. But it was too late. The rock was soon covered in moss, then people, buildings, doubt, rage. And then it blew up with a pop. Justin sat back down and sighed.
Cool. I love how a rock can start an avalanche and then build up a giant ball of resentment. Yeah! Wait, we've got a cat. What do you want? What do you want, Bruin? Thank you, Brand. Bruin says hi. You do? Yeah. Yeah, the missus is up in Tomball this weekend, and sure enough, I get a call last night. Tell me you don't want another cat. It's like, uh-oh. I mean, that's how Miss showed up. And I get the feeling that's how another one's going to show up, and another, and another, and another. We're just going to be up to our asses in cats. Maybe they're all going to be baby panthers. Nardo is like, no, I don't want another. He even knows what it's like. Do you like a kitten? And his ears go flat, and he just looks at me. You know, he's 14 years old, so he's achieved sentience. So he knows what another cat means. At least I think he does. I know what another cat means, and that's an unhappy Nardo. Anyway, thank you, Brandon. Hopefully you'll keep coming back, although some of these rambles kind of drive people off. Next up is Jeffrey Height. Now, I was going to say Great Heights is the height of podcast fiction, but actually, he's doing this crazy thing. I don't know if you've heard about it. Flying Island Press? Oh, yeah, maybe you have. Why? Because it's part of the topic. Anyway, here's Jeffrey and his story.
This is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for week number 213 with the topics of Flying Island and World Builders. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for including both of those topics, as they are both near and dear to my heart. I call my story The Crusher.
There's something to be said for being completely personal, and I'm usually the one what says it. It's part of my job. I take old worlds and crushes them up so they can go to the world builders and be made new again. I don't look at who's living on them, because I might start wondering if I'm doing the right thing. Had a young folk here once that did. He saw one world with flying islands and all. When I smashed him up, it drove him bonkers. Me, I just smashes him up and let someone else sort it all out.
This has been The Crusher by Jeffrey Height. I hope you enjoy it. If you haven't figured out yet, Flying Island Press is the new e-publication on the block. We are a paying market, so if you got stories and you'd like to send them to us, go out to flyingislandpress.com and check it out. And World Builders, still under construction. That sounds funny, but we are still under construction, and I have some help out there. And I think it'll be something that you can really enjoy. So I'll give you an URL shortly. And until next time.
Cool. Thank you, Jeffrey. And good luck with those, and hopefully I can actually write some stuff for them, as opposed to being a lazy bum, which I had been with Great Heights. Oh, there's something I wanted to let you all know about. I don't know if you keep up with Escape Pod, Pseudopod, and Podcastle, but they are running Flash Fiction contests right now, too. It's either 300 or 500 words, but go to their forums. I think it's Escape Artist Info or something like that. I should probably put the link in the show notes. I know I'm going to post it up on Twitter. So that stuff, I can just copy, paste, boom, it's out there, as opposed to going through the templates and making sure the URLs are right, and I closed all my tags. Oh, Twitter will be the death of blogging, and then something will be the death of Twitter, and then Facebook will be the death of privacy. All this death. All this death. Speaking of all this death, welcome back to Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. Okay, that's not exactly enthusiastic. How about I try, hey Terry, what's up? You see, that's much better.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry for the 213th weekly challenge, Flying Island and World Builder. On screen, the captain commanded. Now, The screen flickered and the image of a large, lumpy disk appeared on the screen, on a backdrop of stars. "It looks like a flying island," the helmsman said, shock in his voice. "Yes, it does." The captain ran his fingers through his short beard. "After all these years of searching, I found it." He stood and turned to his small three-person crew. "This flying island, as you call it, is the most important thing in the universe. Some call it the hand of God. It is the world builder."
Hi.
I love that little trailing. Hi. Everybody has to have one. Everyone must have one now. Yes, it will be required that everybody slip in something a few seconds after their story is done. Maybe it's a gigantic car horn. Maybe it's them going... I don't know. Try something. Maybe that could be the new challenge. No topic. Does everybody add something at the end? No, I don't like that at all. Forget I ever said that. I should edit that out. You know how many people say, I should edit that out, and yet you hear it in the podcast? The people that you hear it from, they're the ones that just don't care. It's the ones that you don't hear say it. They're the people that do care. But you never hear it, so you never know it's there. I'm so confused. And speaking of confusing, how about a story from Zach Man? Yeah, that'll hit the spot.
Welcome to the show. Please tell the audience your name. Slurdy Bartfest. Could you tell us about any of your accomplishments? Fjords. I designed your Norway, as you may know. Your current project is... Another planet. My task is a flying island with fjords. What made you decide to become a world builder? I hesitate to call myself a world builder because I work for a big company that builds worlds. I would if I built them all by myself. Sometimes I have to take time off and save the universe. But I really rather be making fjords. Thank you, Slarty Bartfest.
Yay! One of my favorite characters from Hitchhiker's Guide, which wasn't played all that well in the recent movie. Although it really wasn't very recent now, was it? I'm so confused. I'm very confused. Oh, I'm looking through the movie listings right now. Let's see, Magruder looks funny. Shrek won't take passes for another week. I've got a pass to a free movie, but I'm not going to do it this weekend because, like, there's somebody doing a play at 4, and I need to do my walk, and there's this, and then there's that, and then there's the cats. I know that she's going to bring a cat home, and I know why, too. You see, she misses Edlo and Frisky being lap cats. Edlo was such a big, fat, suck-up lap kitty, and so was Frisky, but he wasn't as fat, he was fluffy. But these two little monsters, they're not exactly lap cats. Oh, well, Mist kind of was a lap cat, really early on, but she's kind of a feisty little girl. And Bruin, he's just goofy. And Nardo, well, he's my buddy, but he's never been a lap cat. Oh, well. She'll keep trying until she gets one, and then we're surrounded by the damn things. Maybe we'll cook a few. Would you like to come over for dinner? Oh, and thank you, Zach Man. I kind of forgot that step. Eeps. Next up is Norval Joe, who may also say something about Flyling Island. Flyling. Flyling! Welcome to Flyling Island. Johnny Flyling discovered the island back in 1753. He was looking to do some swimming, and he just went out, put on his bathing trunks, and went out swimming, and he hit his head against something, and, well, what the hell is this? An island? Well, it's mine! All mine! Ha! And no one ever came out to visit him, and we saw his bones there several weeks later as he was picked apart by the wild jackals. Oh, sorry. Time for Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Noble Joe Carroll of This, That, and the Other Thing, only officially of FlyingIslandPress.com. If you want to sell us your fiction, check us out. I had a story last weekend on Compassion 365, episode 12 of my Price of Friendship series. This coming Friday, before Memorial Day weekend, I've got another one coming out on Compassion 365. That's a little more appropriate for Memorial Day weekend. So if you're interested, stop by. Stop by Compassion 365, see what they're all about. See how you can help children worldwide. Well, this is my story for episode number 213, with the prompt of Flying Island and World Builders. How cool can that be? Well, here we go. The audio chimed on sales representative 486's terminal. She accepted the call, and a small holograph of a man appeared above the data terminal in front of her. Thank you for calling World Builders. May I help you? I need a place to get away. Something that's out of the way and not very noticeable, but not too hard to get to, and not cold. Then you need something in the virtual worlds? He laughed. Would I be building castles in the air if I said real world? Forget castles, she said dryly. You'd need a whole flying island. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes, a whole flying island, not half of it. Otherwise, you'd be on your half of the flying island. You would be like, why are you dumping your grass clippings and your garbage on my half? You can just pitch it over the edge. It's a flying island. I don't care. I didn't. Whatever, you take care of that. I'm not going to be the one guilty of, you know, when the Navy comes through and they see all the garbage, it'll be like, I didn't toss it off. It was that guy over there. And your, you know, your television is on too loud. I just, you know, wouldn't that be a mess? You know, oh, I've got my own flying island now. No, you don't. You know, actually, you're just subletting it. Oh, crap. Ooh, thank you, Norval Joe. And I'd also like to remind you that, I'm going to be doing something special, too. And Memorial Day, something appropriate for honoring our troops. A bunch of 100-word stories that are totally irrelevant and whatever. I'll just put up posters. Next up is TJ. I wonder where he's from. Let me guess. Let me think. No, not South Dakota. A little north of that, I think.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. We've had all sorts of weather today. We've had sun, we've had rain, we've had hail. And very much looking forward to the series finale of Lost tonight and the topic heading World Builder and Flying Island seemed like a good jumping off point. To celebrate that, I'm giving you my terrible alternate ending for Lost. Jack and John face off in the cave with all the names. Desmond is bound and gagged as per John's demand. Is that really necessary? Jack asked as John gagged him, but John only shrugged. Your rules. Jack placed a white stone on the tray and both he and John waited for the golden balance to level off. John began his transformation into a smoke monster. Jack waved his hand and said, muttons. John was trapped. Jack whipped off Desmond's gag. New rule, Jack said. Desmond said, fly. The island rose into the sky and vanished, along with its weirdness.
Thank you, TJ. Although, I have to admit something. I've never watched a single episode of Lost. That's right. All these fads and phenomena, I just let them pass by, because when they're all done, then somebody will get all addicted to it, and, oh, I gotta get the DVD set. And then they'll be like, hey, I got the DVD set. And I'll say, Oh, I never watched the series. Oh, well, here, take mine. And I'll be like, I can watch it all without commercials. Yeah. Yeah, that's how evil I am. Very evil. Almost as evil as some of the characters on Lost, if I knew what I was talking about. Next up is Anima Sabaleta. She's been away for a while, but she's back. She's a little cold and a little tired and having to walk 12 miles uphill in the snow both ways to bring us these stories, but she wants to be a part of this, and she is holding on. And we are her last link with true civilization. How scary is that? Oh, well, here's Anima's story, and I hope you enjoy it. Otherwise, it will all have been for naught. That would kind of suck.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for this week's challenge. Sorry I missed the last couple of weeks. My living situation has changed. My recording situation has changed yet again. So hopefully I'll be back to be contributing regularly. This is a possible conversation between Napoleon Bonaparte and Josephine. A fly in the wall. Napoleon looked peeved. Dinner had been lacking. The fish had been cold, the salad warm, and dessert was some globby custard thing. His dabbling in empire and world building was getting the best of him. Napoleon, can we talk for once? Josephine, really? I have a lot on my mind. Italy and Austria have shaped up nicely, but Lord Nelson is really nagging me. And I have half a mind to teach those Prussians a lesson. I've been trying to tell you, but you only have time for war. I've met someone. And that's when the floating island began to fly. Thanks. We'll catch you next week.
Yay! We love the Napoleon and Josephine stories. They're so cute. They should be Dancing with the Stars. Or maybe not. I don't know. They're both dead. I know that. But then again, Fred Astaire was dead, and he danced with a vacuum cleaner in that commercial. So that shouldn't stop anyone. And then Buzz Aldrin, he's really old. You know, Buzz Aldrin is the Betty White of astronauts? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Anima. Try to stay warm. Next up is Justin. Now, something that Justin and Norval Joe and Jeffrey Haidt and all these folks, all these victims, oh, they've been a part of merciless storytellers. They've been subjected to the whims and cruelty of Phil Rossi and Will Ross and Kimi and Christiana Ellis. Well, I've been defending all their great works. Okay, actually, it's in reverse. I've been a bastard. But hey, you don't learn anything without some guy beating you up and knocking you in the dirt over and over again until you become strong enough, like Jaden Kid and Mr. Miyagi in the remake and kicking butt. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll just shut up now. Here comes Justin and his story.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here from thespaceturtle.com with my 100-word story for the topic of flying island and world building. Quick note, if you didn't hear, I've got another Space Turtle on the way, about 8 months. So that's pretty awesome. 6 weeks pregnant, says the mother space turtle. My story is titled The Flying Island Races. Captain Joshua activated the inversity fields on the lead tanks. His flying island, Lodestone, ascended above the 2 liters. Igniting the magnesium boosters pushed Lodestone forwards over the other islands. He hoped the inversity field generator held, otherwise he'd fall too soon and have to brake, or risk collision. Lodestone rocked. the leftmost island had fired weapons, breaching the rules. The generator flickered. Lodestone descended. Steering left, Joshua released half the iron tanks, smashing the offending island. It sank. Lodestone came into place beside the remaining island. The other captain gave Joshua an okay sign. Then the duel to win began. Lodestone came into place That spiked.
I guess somebody got the memo for silly ways of ending their submissions a little early. Maybe he reads minds! The great space turtle can read your mind! Or they probably got it off of Facebook when Facebook violated my privacy and violated me in all sorts of other ways. I don't want to talk about it. I'm still trying to heal. Thank you, Justin. One more story. Oh, who can it be? Oh, dear. It's Planet Z. All right. Just this one time. At first, I thought the business card said, Word Builder Training.
It's World Builder, said the man in the gray suit. We build worlds.
Seriously, I asked, how does one build worlds?
Close your eyes, he said, and imagine.
So I closed my eyes and tried to imagine flying islands, majestic rainbows, soft golden clouds.
Are you imagining a world? Asked the stranger.
Yes, I said.
Now, open your eyes.
I opened my eyes and saw the cafe again.
You're not a world builder, so you came back.
Then make me one. I signed the check and handed it over. And there you have it. A bunch of stories about Flying Island and world builders. Now that you've written stories on these topics, go to these sites and write stories for those magazines. See how it works? See? See? If you had a hard time understanding the stories and need to give them a look over in text, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic for next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe join their cults, shave your head, wear a robe, and annoy people at the airport. That's what happens to all the people that don't come back to this podcast. They're all out at the airport trying to make people join their cults when they should be a part of mine. Come back. Come back. The archives. Oh, the archives. Every story ever posted on this site for 5 years is up in the archives. 5 long, hard years. The music in the background that you're hearing right now is by Guy David. GuyDavid.com for all your Guy David needs. The next topic? Well, you should go to the site and find out what it is. Although, I post that up on Twitter, too. That's 100-word stories with an at symbol behind it. I tend to post things up there like, say, when you've sent in your story so you know it's there, or the new topic, or other contests like Merciless Storytellers, or the Escape Pod group of Escape Pod, Podcastle, and Pseudopod. They're all having flash fiction contests right now. I want to see someone from here win. I want to see you win. And I want to see you try to get on Drabblecast, too. I got there, which means you can, too. Oh, by the way, have I mentioned Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, and World Builders already? I have? Then I should shut up now. Thank you for listening and submitting your stories. And, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.
As I may have hinted at, and you didn't quite pick up on, this podcast is approaching its 5th anniversary at the end of May. If you feel like sending well wishes or congratulations to everyone who's been a part of it, including yourself, you should include it as part of your submission for the next weekly challenge. However, if you want to send in, "Oh my God, you're still doing this," or "We're sick of your crap," you should make that a part of your story, too. That's the price of admission. Writing a story, it's not that hard. If you think it's hard, you're just not worthy. Oh, well. It's like when I was very young, and a friend had an A-frame in their backyard, and it was kind of a treehouse kind of thing, filled with wasps. But I still wanted to go up there, but I was afraid of heights, and I didn't want to climb the ladder, and I didn't. And then once I climbed the ladder, I found it was incredibly easy to climb up. And I was a fool, a damned fool, for doubting that I could climb that ladder. So, climb that ladder, folks. Give it a try. Let the world know how much you love writing, and love everybody's writing on this site. Well, except for mine. I look forward to hearing from a bunch of you that have gone and not been forgotten. I miss you all, even the ones who I think are jerks. But not as big of a jerk as me. So, remember, it's 100 Word Stories on Twitter and podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'll see you all next week.